Good Tuesday morning to you. It's 7:11, 64 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewalt.
Of course, you're watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102 on all of your major social media platforms. If you haven't liked us or subscribed to us or clicked us and
poked us,
whatever you want to call it, just search for CN2 and or WRHI. It all feeds right into the same information. And then, of course, you're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, as well as on WRHI.com. Rock Hill's Mayor John Geddes is joining us here bright and early on this Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, Mayor.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Got in from the Met Gala last night, early this morning.
John,
so it's good to come see my friends first thing in the morning.
We did say, if you heard earlier, we need to bring that local here. Somebody, whether it's our local art council, can take advantage of this, but we don't know what the theme would be. So that might be something you'll have to decide.
Well, I'd be happy to decide that as long as I don't have to participate. For everybody else's benefit.
Right? It'd be fun.
You clean up pretty nicely as mayor, so you can lead the parade for sure. Mayor, we are getting an update from the hailstorm that took place roughly 2 weeks ago, a macro burst, I think was the official ruling. It was produced a lot of wind and a lot of hail. Let's bring our audience up to speed where we are right now with just how the recovery effort is going and how we're going to pay for some of the damages.
Sure. Well, it was a big storm. Some 25,600 or 25,800 houses, homes were within the target area where this storm came in. Some 6,750 were impacted in the bullseye area. Since that time, we've moved 1,092, I think my notes show, or 1,091 truckloads of debris out of that area. We've replaced 104 electric poles and 40 transformers. Been very busy to make sure we had a safe area. And then once the safe area was there, we've been getting into the neighborhood and trying to figure things out. What we're really focused on now is identifying those that live in this impacted area that are homeowners and uninsured. And we're trying to figure out how we can get or help those that are uninsured with a priority to the elderly and to veterans and make sure that we can get them back into a house that's habitable. Surprisingly, that's about 35 to 40 homes so far, which to me is just a remarkable statement. It was such a huge area of homes damaged with such a large number of impacted properties within that bullseye area to be worried about 35 to 40 homeowners is pretty manageable. Mm-hmm. We don't have funds to do that. The federal government, FEMA, we hear a lot about FEMA. They have certain guidelines or rules or the law that says that you have to meet a certain threshold in damages, and I just don't see how we're going to hit that threshold here in Rock Hill or in York County. FEMA's still kind enough to allow us to show them this and show them that, but we've gotten to, I think, the end of next week, and then that's the end of that period of time you can prove stuff, and I just don't see us getting to that point. Once they've made their finding, if it is that funding's not available from the federal government, I think the Small Business Administration can come in and give low-interest loans to those that may need help. You know, we've got a lot of damaged properties, but thankfully most of them are covered by insurance. It's just a real small percentage so far that we found that are not.
Mayor, I know when you talk about funding, emotions get high, right?
Sure, people. Sure.
Get frustrated. What is there some a disconnect with just maybe how people think money should be available and explaining to folks why money is not available? Like the example you gave through FEMA, we have to meet a certain threshold. I think 100 homes have to be labeled destroyed or you can't live in them anymore. But maybe if you can peel back another layer to explain to folks why sometimes the funding is not available, because I know emotions get high.
Sure.
Once the storm has moved on, people want to clean up and move on with their lives. And then if they can't do so when the funding is not there.
Right. Well, there is a lot of funding in our community because of the insurance coverage that most homes have. So we're going to see a lot of these properties get rebuilt or get new roofs or get siding fixed. It's just a small percentage that are not. You know, there are a lot of storms every day all across our country. We have a big country, and they write rules to make sure that there are certain thresholds so there's money available when the big storms really come through. I wish it were different, and I wish the state had money. And we're working with our legislative delegation, which is working very hard to identify some funds in this budget year, and we're hopeful and have our fingers crossed in that way. But, you know, what we've always done in Rock Hill is taking care of our own. And so last week, we sent an email out. Walter Hardin, who is the chair of the Housing Development Corporation at the City of Rock Hill, and I signed a letter to our churches and just asked for a fundraising Sunday on Mother's Day. You know, how better to recognize your mother and what she meant to you than to maybe help by making a contribution to the Housing Development Corporation of Rock Hill for the purposes of fixing up these 36 homes, give or take. Now, we've already obtained the ability to fix 12 of those homes through some local contractors that we're very thankful for. One of them, Kenny Smith from Leitner Construction, has been a very good partner in this. What we've done is that we've taken the county's they had a link. If you were damaged, you filled out the information. We've taken that list, and then our inspectors and others at the city have done windshield surveys to figure out which houses were hardest hit. We've done that, and then our Housing and Neighborhood Services and our Housing Development Corporation have gone to, knocked on doors, called these houses, and found out whether they have insurance or not, and, you know, meet other criteria that we have. So we've done a very good job, I think, in getting us to this point. And by getting us to this point and seeing some people step forward, I know that the first 12 houses we're going to get done. In fact, first one will start tomorrow. So of these 36 that are uninsured and they're homeowners, not rental properties, but homeowners, you know, a third of them are going to be, we know we're good. I feel pretty good that we're going to get the next 10 or 12 funded in the next week or so. I'm knocking on wood a little bit. And then, you know, that leaves us, gives us about two-thirds, and then how do we get that last third? Now, that number will increase. You know, not everybody went to the county link to fill out the baseline. I've had people call me and say, Mayor, I hear there's a thing. I don't have anything. And I said, give me your number. We'll call you. And that person's on the list. So if you do have a home, it's your home, and you live in that home, whether you own it yourself or whether it's your family home, heirs property. You know, mom and daddy died. We still live in this house. You can call the Housing Development Corporation at 803-817-5112, and we'll get you on the list, and we'll come out. We fully expect that number to rise over time because people haven't reached out, but I also expect that we'll continue to raise funds such that we'll get those houses as we can.
And, Mayor, for folks that want to give and help you guys meet that goal so everybody is covered, where can they make the donation to?
Sure. So it's our Housing Development Corporation, and that's very important to me. Corinne Sferraza runs the Housing Corporation. Anybody who knows Corinne knows she's all business.
She's fantastic.
She knows how to get stuff done. It's important that, you know, people that come and say we need help, that we run background checks, that we check everybody that lives in the house, their income, could they afford to do their house themselves? Remember, there's this SBA loan that's coming up. Are you elderly? Are you disabled? You know, all those questions need to be asked. And then also the hard questions that we want to make sure the wrong person doesn't come in and get money and then sort of take it away from somebody who really needs it. So the Housing Development Corporation is where you call. It's Corinne Sferraza. It's the same number. And I've got a copy of that letter I'll leave you if y'all want to post or some such that gives people more opportunities. So if you look at about 36 houses, which we have right now, I think we've got two-thirds of those funded. I'm hopeful with you know, some continued pushing out of this ability to donate to the Housing Development Corporation, with the work that our legislative delegation is doing on behalf of the people of Rock Hill in York County, that we're going to get there with those. And, you know, if we can get that done, you know, we're in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't forget nobody died in this thing. To my knowledge, nobody was severely harmed, physically harmed during this event. And over 95% of the houses damaged are insured. So we're good. And we've cleaned out the neighborhoods. We've got safe. So as traumatic as it has been for a lot of people, and rightly so, I do think in a few weeks we're going to be on the backside of everything. Mm-hmm.
Would it help at all if the governor declared this a disaster, like what happens sometimes in certain counties and certain storms? Would that speed up some funding or make funding more available?
Yeah, I think that's directly tied to that FEMA question. I think his declaration, he has to see those thresholds. The federal government requires certain thresholds. Once those are met, then he can declare a state of an emergency. But I'm not sure about that. That's my opinion, just based on what I've heard. It's not a fact.
Well, at the end of the day, the hands are tied to a degree, and I think everybody wants the mayor to have a magical wand, you know, Wizard of Oz over here. But something we have to be proud of is the community has stepped up. We saw it. It brought tears to everyone's eyes to see all walks of life out there, sleeves rolled up, willing to help, and continuously by digging deep into their pockets to support those that don't have an insured home. So I think that's a special moment for Rock Hill.
Yeah, you know, it was so this task force we've had to try to figure out where do we need to put resources, what are those resources, and how quickly can we get. We've been meeting for the last 2 weeks, once or twice a week. I remember remarking at the end of one of those meetings when we had probably 30 people from the city from different departments, a couple of contractors in the room to give us some professional insight. Remarking to Jimmy Bagley, Jimmy and I and others worked very hard on the vaccination clinic, if you'll remember, and all of that took into it. And I remember looking at him going, Jimmy, I never thought the vaccination clinic would look easy. And that's sort of what we felt and still feel based upon this, because it is sort of an amorphous thing. You don't know everybody. You got to figure everything out. You've got to drill down. And, you know, there's a sense of urgency because these are people's homes and people are, traumatized. And I don't blame them. I would be, too, if my roof was leaking. But there are tarps on most roofs. I feel like we're in a really good spot. We've just got to work through the emotions and the trauma, if you will, that's happened to us as a community. It's tough times.
Well, of course, as the mayor said, there's a big push that's going to take place on Sunday, Mother's Day, just to show some love to those here in our community that were impacted hard by these storms. And you can, again, reach out to the Rock Hill Housing Corporation, Mayor.
Housing Development Corporation. Okay. And they're going to be on Straight Talk on Thursday.
Okay, perfect.
Manning's
okay.
Interviewing both Walter Hardin and Corinne Sferraza. So they're coming. They're going to be able to answer specific questions, give contact information, hopefully get an update about fundraising as we see between now and then. We've got a very generous community that love each other. And, on Mother's Day, when we can love our neighbor, it's what it's all about.
Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
it. Absolutely.